So this hour, we're talking about work, about jobs. We started the hour just a moment ago talking about long-term unemployed Americans losing their unemployment benefits a little early. And later on this hour, we'll give you tips on how to fire your boss, if it's necessary, of course. But we don't want to give the impression that it's all bad news, because the unemployment rate is going down, the economy is improving, and for some people, they're seeing signs of light. And we're joined by two of them, Cynthia Norton, a former executive assistant who recently found work. Right, Cynthia?
Yes, that's correct.
And you found a full-time job?
I am working full-time now, yes, and it's in a totally different field, but with the same skill base and structure that I had before.
So that's good news. Donovan Marsden also lost his job, but is now making money through contract work. Donovan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Celeste. Thank you very much.
You were a computer tech, and what do you do now?
Well, I do pretty much the same thing, I'm closer to what's called help desk in the industry. I work in a hospital, and I'm on contract for about a month and a half.
So if you're on contract, does that mean you lost you're getting paid less or maybe lost your benefits?
Actually, that is an issue. The hourly wage is far better, but there are no benefits. There are no 401ks, there's no health benefits. But I don't worry about the health benefit side because the VA helps me out with that one.
All right, so you're covered on that. Cynthia Norton, did you also lose salary and benefits?
Yes, I did, and have no benefits currently.
And what have you found work doing?
I was initially hired as a companion caregiver, but I have expanded that position through seeing what was required. I consider myself more as a care manager now, and actually manage the entire household, see to the finances, facilitate all the doctor's appointments, and actually am included in the doctor's appointments to make sure that the client is clear about what the doctor is saying, and to also make sure that the family knows what is going on with the client's health. But I found a lot of skills I had as an admin assistant was directly transferable into the position that I happened into.
And that sounds like it means that if you get the opportunity to get a different job, you feel as though you're prepared. You're staying in the industry, or at least in the skill set.
Right. I think it's important to – everybody has a base of skills that they already have, and I think that you can transfer those skills – into any new position, no matter what it could be. I mean, I simply happened upon this job and through a friend of a friend of a friend, basically, and had, because of the base that I had as a very structured person working in an administrative environment and also dealing with people on a daily basis and arranging appointments and that type of thing, I found all those skills very beneficial to the new position and, in fact, saw the potential of what was really required in that position and took it to another degree, and the family appreciated that and actually increased my salary because of the additional things that I was doing to help them.
So that sounds hopeful. Donovan, do you feel the same way, that you're at least staying in the industry?
Oh, definitely. As a matter of fact, I think I'm probably making some advances in the industry, because what I'm doing brings me so much closer to working with people in a hospital setting. And by the way, it seems that the healthcare industry is where everyone needs to be.
What kind of picture are you giving us here, Donovan? I mean, it sounds from both you and Cynthia, you've taken jobs that were perhaps less stable, less pay certainly, and less benefits than you had before. So, obviously you took the job, so it was better than unemployment. So is this kind of a murky picture, a bittersweet?
No, it is not, because the contract work, especially in IT industry, it can be lucrative, can be stable. It's kind of like your own business, and you have to manage it. So it's really not murky as far as I'm concerned. And I was doing this whilst I was collecting unemployment, but I had to, of course, I would get a job for a day or 2 days, and I had to report to unemployment that I was working that day. And, of course, I didn't get paid from unemployment. They would prorate what they gave me.
Right.
The only problem is, if you did that too often, they'll send you a letter wondering, you know, what's going on? Why are you working? And it didn't make any sense whatsoever. It was like they didn't really encourage you to work, even though doing part-time work whilst you're unemployed could further the opportunity of getting a permanent job. Somehow the system wasn't taking that into account and made it very difficult for you to do anything other than collect unemployment. Because if you did that, then they'll send you a letter and they want to contact the
right.
employer you're working with.
Right.
That's why you're doing this.
Well, Cynthia, let me get the picture from you. You and Donovan are both people that have moved from the unemployed column in this Labor Department statistics into employed. Is it fair to call you a success story? Do you think the system is working for you? The economy is improving for you?
I think Donovan is his name. I think he's correct in that the system in some ways is a hindrance to me if you're talking about the system as a government or an unemployment system. But I think that the system that I have devised for myself, and it sounds like he has also devised a system for himself, is working for us. And that it has brought us into a place where it's not murky, where you can see the light, where you can plan for your future, and where you can set goals for yourself of where you want to be. But I think that just with this gentleman, you have to take it the reins. You have to do it, because I did find, like him, that, you know, it did seem like the systems in place were holding me back. But I had to break through it and do it myself.
Cynthia Norton is a former executive assistant, now employed full-time. Donovan Marsden was a computer tech, now still a computer tech, but doing it as a contract worker. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So success stories there out of California and New York State. Do you have any of your own? What is your long-term unemployment story? We want to hear it at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. We're talking about employment this hour. Later on, we're going to talk about tips on how to fire your boss if your boss needs to be fired. We want to hear about it. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.